Thank you for listening to Christian Challenge at K-State's podcast. If you'd like to learn more about our ministry, follow us on Instagram or visit our website. Hope you enjoy this episode.
All right, we're back again for the Christian Challenge Women's Podcast. This has been kind of fun, don't you think?
Yeah.
So this time we're going to interview Jody, and Brooklyn is also on this podcast with us. Hi, Brooklyn.
Hello.
So we're going to tackle some questions related to singleness and dating. So let's jump in, shall we? Jody, thanks for being on the podcast today.
Thanks for having me.
All right, we're just going to jump in with the first question. Here we go. How do you not put your desire for marriage and children above God? And this person says, for example, if I was told that God was coming back today, you know, Jesus is returning today, I would be sad that I didn't get to experience marriage and having children. So how would you respond to that, Jody? Want to tackle it?
Sure, I can try. I would just say, like, to whoever said that, just know you're not alone. I think for most of my life and even some days now that I feel the same way. It's like, oh, Jesus, I want you to come back, but can I please get married first, you know? And so God has done a lot in my heart, I would say, just in the last couple of years that I think I'm have more accepted my lot. I don't know if that's the right thing to say, but I'm like a little bit more settled in my singleness than I have been. I've spent probably about 40 years of my life not being settled in my singleness.
Yeah.
And I've spent about maybe a year or two being maybe a little more settled, still having days where I'm not. So just know that I have felt that too. And it has been a lifelong like battle of like letting marriage be a desire, but not an idol. And so I think it's good to recognize that like this desire that I have for marriage and a desire I have for children, I think that that is from the Lord. Like, I think that that is a good desire to have. And so don't feel guilty that you have this desire. It's what you do with it. And so I think what we do with it is we are honest with God about it. Uh-huh. The night that I spoke, I like shared a lot about like, you can just be raw and honest with God, and He loves it when mm-hmm. we are. I think about Psalm 62 that says, pour out your hearts to Him. And so be honest with Him about desire, but also have like open hands with your life mm-hmm. and like keep surrendering it to Him. And so I think one thing that has helped me in singleness is remembering that my life is not my own. Mm-hmm. Like, I gave Jesus my life when I came to know Him. And so therefore it is not my life. It is His to do with it as He pleases. And I think a good prayer that can be helpful to just keep my heart in a healthy place with this is saying like praying for a spouse, but also saying, but God, if you can better use me as a single woman, then like help me to really use my singleness for your glory and like to be okay with that, mm-hmm. you know, help me to accept that in my life. And so I think like if we're praying that, that will help our heart be in a more like neutral place with mm-hmm. these desires that we have and more surrendered. So,
yeah, I love Psalm 62, Jody, as well. And I remember when the Lord really brought that Psalm kind of deep into my own life, I remember thinking about the imagery of pouring your heart out to the Lord. Mm-hmm. And to me, it was like a bucket that's just full of all kinds of things. Mm-hmm. And God just invites us to just dump it out before Him, you know. And I think there is this, again, it's the voice of the stranger in our life, the lie of the evil one that says, I have to curate my life and bring only the good parts mm-hmm. to God. Or when I pray, I have to only say holy things, you know. Mm-hmm. And God just is like, whatever is in your heart, just pour it out to me. Yeah. He can handle it. Are you sad? Yeah. Are you grieving? Are you disappointed mm-hmm. about the guy that broke up with you?
Yeah.
Pour your heart out.
Are you mm-hmm. bitter? Are you angry?
Yes. Yes. You can pour all that out to God and let Him help you mm-hmm. sort it out. Mm-hmm. Don't just feel like you have to kind of get it all pretty and then bring it to the Lord. Just pour it out.
Yeah.
Pour it out.
It's like He already knows. Yeah. He knows what's going on in my heart better than I even know what's going on in my heart. Mm-hmm. So I don't have to like you said, I don't have to make it prettier. Yeah. So, yeah.
And something I would add is, I think, like you said, Jody, like, the desire is good. Like, God wants us to desire good things, and that's a thing, that a gift that he's given us. And I think it's easy when you're struggling with this to try to lessen that desire, mm-hmm. or convince yourself, like, okay, just don't want it. Like, don't try to, like,
suppress it.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Mm-hmm. But, like, I think those things were not created to give us life. And they're good things to desire, but I think we have to just submit that to Jesus, like what you said, like, give it to him in all of it, the full desire, mm-hmm. and know that, like, our hope is not found in that, mm-hmm. and that Jesus is where true life is.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I think he can help us take our desire and feel fulfilled in giving that to him versus just, like, hyper fixating on it.
I agree. Yeah. And I might say too, I totally understand the feeling of, like, oh, wait, Jesus, please don't come back yet.
Because
I really wanted the chance to be married, you know. But I also think it's good to keep perspective. Like, the minute Jesus comes back, you will not be sad about this at all.
No,
like,
not one
God
bit.
Is so much bigger than this. And remembering what Jody said on panel night, that there is no marriage in heaven, mm-hmm. even if you got to experience this on earth. Like, nobody who is currently married is going to have their husband in the same way. I mean, I don't know how all that works.
It's mysterious.
I'm sure Gail and Robbie will know one another and be like, hey, high five, we're in heaven, you know. But they will not be a married couple in heaven. Mm-hmm. Marriage is for our human life.
Yeah.
And so I think it's just good to keep perspective. Like, it's okay to be sad about that or bring those desires and disappointments to the Lord. But then just keep perspective, like, whoa, we cannot even imagine how amazing heaven is. Mm-hmm. And the minute Jesus returns, I think we will not be sad anymore for one second about this.
Yeah. And that night I was like, as I was going through my notes, I was like, oh, this could be confusing, but I'm just going to keep it. And I was like, I said in one point, there is no marriage in heaven. And then I said, oh, and we're going to be married.
Oh,
like, you know, because there is the marriage to Christ.
Right, right.
And so I think that can also, like, leave me hopeful if I have these unmet desires here.
Yeah.
They're going to be fully fulfilled. And it's mysterious to me. I don't quite understand what it means for us to be married to Christ, but I just know it's going to be really good.
Yeah.
And it's going to be, like, really sweet, rich, this new level of intimacy.
And relationship.
And relationship. And like, fully knowing each
what
other.
What we were created for.
Yeah.
Like, it's this fulfillment of, like, this is what God wanted and it's happening. And that is, like, the fullest level of life that we're going to feel with him that a marriage on earth cannot give us.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's like pointing to that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's good. That's really good. Okay, next question. I think this is a big one. I think this is really important. I'm glad somebody asked it. In singleness, I struggle with the idea of whether or not I need to take action or if I just need to wait and let God bring a man into my life. What are your thoughts on this, Brooklyn, Jody?
Yeah, this is an interesting question. I'm like, ooh. I'm not sure.
I think a lot of girls wonder about this question.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think, like, please chime in if you would disagree with this. But I think it's, like, okay to make your presence known a bit. Like, it's okay to initiate conversation. If there's, like, a guy that you kind of notice, like, I think it's okay to go up to him and ask how his week's been or whatever. Like, to, like, you know, let your presence be known. But I think that that is, like, different than pursuing a man.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe I'm a little, like, too traditional, but I just want, like, when I think if I were to ever date someone, like, I want to be pursued. And so I think, like, it's one thing to kind of make your presence be known and make it, like, it takes a lot of courage for a guy to ask a girl out. And so I think, like, we can, like, I don't know, just, like, make, I don't know how else to say it, but just, like, be kind, be
go
sweet.
Go say hello. You can
go
walk
say
across
hi.
The room
yeah,
and say
exactly.
Hello.
Like, but I personally would not feel comfortable, like, asking a guy on a date. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that that is, like, right or wrong, but I just think, like, the way that things are designed by God, that, like, we are to be pursued. And so if you've asked a guy on a date, I'm not telling you, like, you've sinned or anything. It's not like that, but that's just, like, not where I, like, personally would fall. But I do think, like, the with this question, the story of Ruth came to mind. I feel like Ruth, she made her presence known to Boaz, you know? And so I have had a couple of Ruth moments in my life where I'm like, okay, I'm going to, like, send a message out there. But I wasn't asking. I was inviting a guy into a conversation. I wasn't inviting him out to coffee, if that makes sense.
Right.
So I think it's okay to, like, have some Ruth moments. Mm-hmm. But I think Ruth moments are different than, like, pursuing a guy, if that makes sense.
Totally. So, Brooklyn, you want to add to that?
Yeah, I think also sometimes the desire to take action, I think you have to ask yourself, like, is this an underlying problem of wanting to take control?
That's good.
Because I think sometimes when you're waiting and you really want something, like, I don't want to wait anymore. I just want to do something because I don't like sitting in the angst of, like, not having control. And so I think it's important to ask yourself, if you are thinking of initiating or making your presence known, is this a way I'm trying to control the situation?
That's really good.
And I think it, I think taking a step back and just waiting well and surrendering to the Lord is just really a healthy rhythm to have in our lives, because we're always learning to wait well is a good quality to have. I think
that's really good.
We're always going to be waiting for something. If you get married, you're still waiting for something. Like, there's always these things in life that we're waiting for, and if so, if we learn, how do we wait well? How do we surrender this to Jesus and let Him take control? I think that will bless a lot of areas of your life, not just now, but in your marriage, as a mom, like, for your whole life. That's just something that is really good to learn, I think, how to do
that. I heard someone say one time, and I've never forgotten this, that the whole concept of waiting on God is, I'm not waiting on God to give me what I want. I'm waiting on God to be enough.
Oh, that's gold. Hope you're listening. That was really good.
Yeah. I think that,
if you missed it, hit like backwards.
Yeah, I think it's gold too. And I do think, like, I just totally affirm what Brooklyn just said. Like, there is a richness in learning to wait on God as opposed to rushing out and trying to grab what I want. Because I'm not sure if I'm going to get it if I don't take control. So sit with the Lord. If there's something you want, if there's a guy that you think is really amazing, then pray.
Yeah.
Pray for him. Pray about him. Tell the Lord, I really like this guy.
Yeah.
I wish he would see me.
Yep.
And like Jody said, it's okay to introduce yourself to him at Challenge. Or, like, I think I've often said that I think women tend to fall in one of two categories. There are either the flirters, or there are fleers. And I think the goal is to kind of move toward the middle on that scale.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm a fleer. I was always a fleer. I can remember being at an event one time, and there was a man there that I was drawn to, and I thought he was really cute, and he was really godly, and I'm like, oh, I wish he would notice me. And I had been feeling that way, and I remember I walked into a dining area where we were getting ready to have lunch, and I just walked in, and there was a long line for the meal, and the line had spilled all the way out just inside the main doors, and I opened the doors to walk in to get in line, and guess who was the last person in line? It was this man standing there, and I just, like, closed the door and walked out.
I'm going home.
I mean, that was a fleer moment for me. I was like, ah, whoa, this guy is right there. I just fled, rather than what Jody said. Like, I was not pursuing him. It would have been perfectly appropriate for me to, like, okay, take a deep breath. I am now standing in line behind this man and strike up a conversation. You know that. So I just think you have to kind of check yourself. I've had to work hard to try not to be a fleer. If your tendency is more in the flirter, I'm going to, like, make sure the guy knows I'm here and I'm going to be really taking a lot of initiative. Probably you need to back up just a little bit and wait on the Lord. So anyway.
Also, and if you're, sorry.
No, go ahead.
If you're, like, I think a verse that I think of a lot is seek first the kingdom. And, so, like, I don't think that is a saying, like, if I seek God, then He'll give me what I want. I think if you seek the kingdom, you'll start to desire the things that the Lord desires for you. And that could be a husband, or that could be the gift of friendship or being really involved in your church. There's so many gifts that the Lord has for us. And I think if we just focus on looking to Him instead of looking at what we want and what we don't have, I think our gaze will start to just be fixed on the Lord and not on what we're disappointed in that we don't have.
That's good, Brooklyn.
Good verse to.
Jody, did you want to add to
that? Well, I was just thinking, I think you know, I've had my fair share of crushes in life. And so I think as I have brought those to the Lord and prayed, it has helped my heart get to a place of surrender and like just trust of like, okay, God, I trust that you are big enough. Like, if you think it would be best for us to date, you can make that happen. And if you don't think that is what is best and that's not what turns out, then I can just trust it's because of your goodness. Mm-hmm. And I might be sad, but it'll be like because of your goodness. So I think it, like, praying through it just helps get my heart in a better place of surrender. But I do have a question. I wonder if this person has online dating on their mind. So I just wanted to bring that up. So, like, what are your guys' thoughts on online dating?
Oh, boy. That's a good, good question.
Yeah. Because that plays into this. Like, that's a way to take action.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that could be a whole podcast.
That's true. Okay.
That could be a whole podcast. But can I say?
Yeah,
can I answer the question?
Please.
I'd love to know what your thoughts are here in a minute, too. Okay. But I'll just say I'm not opposed to online dating. I don't think college students should be doing online dating. That's my opinion. Mm-hmm. If you are involved in Christian Challenge, there are 250 really amazing men around Challenge. I just don't think it's, you are in a place, not just Challenge, but there are other believing men on campus, in other campus ministries.
Mm-hmm.
There are single men in your church who are college age. I do feel like there's a season where I don't think it's healthy to do. For somebody like you, Jody, I think it might be perfectly appropriate. You're not around a lot of men who are your age, who love Jesus, who are single.
Yeah.
So, but this is a whole, there'd be a whole lot more to this.
Right.
Totally. I think I would, from my perspective, and I'm not, if you're doing online dating right now and you're in Christian Challenge, I'm not saying that's a sin or wrong. This is my opinion. So just take it as an opinion.
Yeah.
I just think you should get offline and learn to talk to and get to know the men that you are around week in, week out.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Would you say?
I'd agree. I think what you said is perfect. Okay. So I think if you're, you know, I think it often just goes back to the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're in college and you're doing online dating, it could be because you're fleeing. Like, you're scared to actually go up to a person face to face. And this is a little bit easier, you know, or dating could be an idol. So, so I agree. I think college is so much more than dating. I didn't date at all. I went on like one date in my 4 years in college and chose not to go on a second date with that person. And so it's like, man, there's so much more to college than dating. And so just enjoy the season. If you're if that season includes dating, great. And if not, that's fine. But yeah.
Brooklyn, any thoughts on online dating?
I mean, I would just reiterate, like, checking your heart behind it. If you're doing it to try to fill something like this loneliness or I don't know, maybe that's not the best avenue. But I know people who have met online and have great, godly, healthy marriages, and I think God is sovereign, and he's sovereign over online dating, and he can use it, but I think you have to be wise in it and walk with caution with it sometimes.
Okay, Brooklyn, Jody, thank you for your great, great conversation today. I think we'll bring this podcast to a close. We'll see you guys again later on another podcast.